Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Former Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell sentenced today to 2.5 years in prison and fined $6,300 for tax evasion. Campbell was convicted back in March. He was cleared of charges that he lined his pockets with payoffs as he guided Atlanta during the 1990s, but he was found guilty of failing to pay taxes on what prosecutors said were his ill-gotten gains. Congressman Patrick Kennedy of Rhode Island says he's suffered the consequences for his actions, the lawmaker pleading guilty today to driving under the influence of prescription drugs. Those charges stem from his overnight crash near the Capitol building last month. Under a plea deal in Washington, two other charges were dismissed. The judge sentenced Kennedy to court-monitored drug treatment, a year of probation, and a fine. If he breaks the probation, Kennedy would serve a 10-day jail sentence. To the White House, a biodefense lab designed to test lethal agents is important for national security, but some residents in the Bay Area see it as a potential biodisaster. The Department of Homeland Security wants to open the facility at Lawrence Livermore National Lab, 50 miles east of San Francisco. It would test some of the deadliest toxins known to humans. Officials say construction is complete. The facility set to open by August. Opponents say the Bush administration did not go through the proper safety assessments before going ahead with the project. The AFL-CIO is planning to invest $700 million in housing and other projects to help New Orleans rebuild after Hurricane Katrina. The money to come from Union Federation's pension fund and its lenders, investments that should make money for the fund and aid the city. It'll also create union jobs, the union to announce the investment plan at a news conference tomorrow. More than half of the 150,000 voting records reported missing from Denver have been found, raising hopes the records were simply misplaced when City Election Commission staff moved back in February and not lost or stolen. The lost microfilm voter registration records from 1989 to 98 include voters' social security numbers, addresses, and other personal information. Denver Election Commission staff searched the former building late Friday and found 87,000 records in a plastic box marked for the move to the new headquarters. As Western nations work for a consensus on pressuring Iran to halt uranium enrichment, the effort not making headway with non-aligned nations, the 16 International Atomic Energy Agency board members from non-aligned countries say they will probably issue a joint statement backing Iran's right to continue that work. This is Air America Radio News.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6064. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
It's time to decide. We don't need the decider. Hi, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Malloy, and you can hear me on Air America Radio. If you're looking for that perfect, one-of-a-kind gift, visit ImpeachBushGame.com, where you'll find Impeached, the board game that exposes the high crimes of George W. and his criminal administration. From the Iraq War to today's outrageous gas prices, Impeached tells it like it is. Go to ImpeachBushGame.com, that's ImpeachBushGame.com, and buy a piece of history today.
This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-322-5130. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-322-5130. That's 800-322-5130.
And then God said,
"Let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it."
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
AirAmericaRadio.com.
Today I have come to not only thank you, but to look Prime Minister Maliki in the eyes.
Good evening, True Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. In a few minutes, we're going to have a quick conversation with Sheldon Drobny, one of the real founders of Air America Radio. You know, I was talking to Laura Flynn. Was it Laura or was it Stephanie in Seattle the other night, right before our gig out on stage? We were talking backstage about how many people claim to be founders of Air America Radio. It's astonishing. It really is. Shelley Drobny is literally, he and his wife, it was their idea. Anyway, he's also the author of The Road to Air America. If you ever want to read how this network was really put together, get the book, Road to Air America. Anyway, Shelley's going to be on to talk about the ultimate Rovian magic trick that was effected today. I still hold with Jason Leopold and Mark Ash at truthout.org. I think this rat bastard has been indicted, and I think the indictment is sealed and will remain sealed. Shelley disagrees, so this will be an interesting conversation since Shelley and I agree with each other on just about everything. We also have some more moron sounds from either a very sleepy or a very tipsy Raisin Brain from his little surprise trip and his speech to the troops in Baghdad today. Did you know he has a secret weapon to defeat the evildoers now? It's light, True Seekers. Huh? You don't understand? He's all about the light. You'll hear it. You'll hear it. It's unbelievable. We'll play it for you in just a second. Also tonight, an update on this one from Al Jazeera website on the Palestinian girl, the little kid who was wandering screaming across the beach in Gaza after the Israeli rockets wiped out her family. We have a further update on that, and also it ties in with the information today that another rocket attack against Palestinians wiped out another family of eight. They got a couple of suspected bomb makers, Palestinians who make bombs to launch at Israeli settlements, but they also wiped out another family. I think four or five Israelis. Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, it's hard being a parent of a little kid these days, isn't it? Huh? You got little kids? You know what I'm talking about. How do you explain this stuff? Flag Day, June 14th is coming Wednesday. Now, this is a weird story, very quick, but I got a press release from the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Texas. These are the ones who want to kill Mexicans coming across the border and would if they could get a hunting license. But the chapter director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Texas, one Dr. Michael Vickers, it says here, will appear at a Flag Day ceremony at the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Vickers will be delivering a speech, as well as other MCDC-TX members. Senator John Cornyn's office has written a statement to be read at the rally. All right, now what's weird about that? Flag Day celebrates the American flag, I think. The Battle of the Alamo had to do with the Republic of Texas that was carved out of Mexican territory, and General Santa Anna saying, no, the hell you will. And you know what happened. I mean, if you watch the Disney version, which is what I grew up on, oh, my God, I had no idea. You know, I watched the Disney version with John Wayne and Jimmy Stewart, and, you know, they were Davy Crockett and Sam Houston and those dirty rotten Mexicans out there, thousands of them under General Santa Anna were just going to kill our boys in the coonskin caps, and did, by God, kill them all. Every one of them killed them dead in hell. Nobody told me, you see, when I was in school. Well, you got to understand something, Mike. That wasn't a battle between the United States and Mexico. That's a battle between the Republic of Texas and Mexico. And the Republic of Texas was just a scheme put together by ranchers and farmers and people who said, hey, let's go steal some Mexico. So here they are. They're going to celebrate Flag Day at the Alamo on Wednesday. What flag do you suppose they're going to raise? The red, green, and white of Mexico, or the red, white, and blue of the United States? Huh? Wouldn't you like to be there and just kind of stand back and marvel at this insanity? Huh? Maybe Lou Dobbs can get up there and give a speech. Yeah, this Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you've been looking into your family history, please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are continuously updated and are available to the public. Records that until now had been extremely difficult to access. And right now, you can receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information by calling 1-800-662-1463. This free family history report may contain fascinating facts about occupations, birthplaces, and military service, all tied to your family name. You may even discover the ports of departure used to sail to the United States. Reports are being distributed to anyone who calls free of charge. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public. You can receive a free family history report from Ancestry that will reveal some of the captivating information found in these records. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-662-1463. That's 1-800-662-1463.
The Majority Report.
The Republicans are about borrowing and spending.
Borrowing and spending.
It's because Jesus is coming.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Well, maybe that's the argument.
Why would you invest in the future when Jesus is going to rapture, you know, some of us up, and the rest of us will endure 7 years of hell where there will be a battle?
Well, for gosh sakes,
between good and evil, but there will be a lot of shoes.
Send them quickly, because at this rate, gas is going to be up at $6 a gallon.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Maybe, or John Wayne Gacy. That kind of a surprise, I would say. Especially with Laura in tow. Poor Laura. Jeez Louise. Somebody is suffering, and it's written all over her face. But not with a lot of movement.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
It's my first day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's got to be big. It's got to be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together.
to be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
Premature babies need hope, love, and you. Premature birth is the leading cause of newborn death and many serious health problems. It happens to 1 out of 8 babies in the U.S. You can help premature babies by joining March of Dimes Walk America and raising money to support research and programs to find out how to prevent premature birth and how to help families who experience it. Register today. Get your sponsor form at Kmart or Famous Footwear or visit walkamerica.org or call 1-800-525-WALK.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Air America Radio. AmericaRadio.com.
Bienvenidos. So many distinguished Hispanic Americans in the Jardín de Rosas. Mi casa es su casa.
Now the time has come to
Yo mama, or su mama es loco. All right, well, if you're not doing anything Wednesday and you live in the San Antonio area, jump over there and join the Minutemen as they celebrate Flag Day at at the site of a defeat of the insurgents in the Republic of Texas 140 years ago. When was it, 1830s? The Minutemen are sick bastards. They really, really, really are. Okay? Maybe we should have controlled immigration. Maybe we should have a system that works. But the Minutemen... And once again, the use of that term, the use of the term Minutemen, is just an outrage. It's an outrage against the people who truly fought for independence of this country from England and to ragtag army of farmers and trappers and hunters who put themselves up against the Imperial British Army in the 18th century. And these lard asses and Klansmen without the sheets steal the name. We're Minutemen. It may have something to do with your sexual prowess, but it has nothing to do with American history. Freaks. Get a bigger gun, you'll feel better. You want to... well, let's hold on just a second here. Yeah, Chucklenuts went to Iraq. Wasn't that cute? Oh, we're going to go up to Camp David and have a little circle. Oh, can't say that. We're going to go to Camp David and sit around the campfire and talk about how successful the war is going. Oops, I got to go. See you later, boys and girl. And he winds up in Iraq? If Iraq is a sovereign nation and nobody knew he was coming, then Bush was, for 5 or 6 hours, an illegal immigrant, wasn't he? Huh? If it is a sovereign nation, nobody knew about it, where in the hell's his visa? Oh, that's right. He's Jesus' little brother, so he doesn't need that sort of thing. After meeting with the very startled-looking Iraqi, quote, prime minister, close quote, Maliki, Bush knocked back a few and spoke to the troops. So, okay, maybe he wasn't tipsy. Maybe it was the jet lag that made him sound so spacey and slur his words. You decide.
I bring greetings from a grateful nation. I thank you for your sacrifice.
Sir.
I thank you for your service.
Service.
I thank you for making history.
Yes.
You know, right after September the 11th, I knew that some would forget the dangers we face. Some would hope that the world would be what it's not, a peaceful place in which there, in which people wouldn't want to do harm to those of us who love freedom.
Is this Chicago?
I vowed that day, after September the 11th, to do everything I could to protect the American people.
Oh, and we love you.
Baghdad and Iraq is a front in the war on terror.
Yeah.
It is a part of our mission to help make sure that the world is a better place.
Gee, mission not accomplished here either, Chuckle Nuts, unless in your backward, bizarro world you think Baghdad and Iraq is better now than before you bombed, looted, and murdered it back to the Stone Age. Maybe it's the Jack Daniels. Maybe he just doesn't remember that his lies have been exposed on that false association with September 11th over and over and over again. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Oh, my God. Well, I guess he didn't get enough of a ratings bounce from killing Zarqawi for the second or third or fourth time, so he's going to keep pounding on the Iraqi sham elections as proof that all the death and destruction was justified. But as you listen to his comments about Maliki, you got to wonder, what is it with Bush and gazing into the eyes of foreign leaders and peering into their souls? This guy might be a real pagan. Who knows?
Thanks to your hard work, the Iraqi people have been given a chance to go to the polls. Not once, but three different times.
Yeah.
To elect a government that is dedicated to the will of the people.
As long as it's the will I want to be.
Today I have come to not only thank you, but to look my Prime Minister Maliki in the eyes.
Maliki, have asked.
To determine whether or not he is as dedicated to a free Iraq as you are. And I believe he is.
I believe he is. Again, what's with Bush in the eyes thing, huh? He looked into Pooty Poot's eyes and saw his soul. He looks into Maliki's eyes to judge his beliefs on freedom. Hey, George, sometime when you got a minute, look into mine. Huh? Would you? Still explaining how wonderful things are now in Iraq with their new... We don't have time for this last one? All right. No, we have two more? Yeah, but Shelley's coming. All right, stick around. When Shelley gets here, just tell him to hold on for a second. He'll hold on because we got a couple of calls I want to take, comments about Bush's trip to Iraq. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Cowboy clothing and sometimes a shotgun.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees and taxes too, especially for my pals.
This is Air America.
I'm really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
He cuts down trees and taxes too, especially for his pals. He's really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees, I cut down schools, and leave no child behind.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1578. That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
The Majority Report.
I'm not sure that there is a specific plan to squeeze the middle class.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
I think there may be certainly some people who would like to specifically squeeze the middle class. But certainly, and what is indisputable, is that Republican policies act at the detriment of the middle class. It's a complete disregard for the middle class which drives these policies.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Has to be failure with a belligerent feel to it. That's the kind of failure that Republicans and so-called conservatives will stand up and cheer for en masse.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Janine Garofalo, and it doesn't matter if you're black, white, gay, straight, male, or female. AIDS has taken its toll on all kinds of people around the world for over 20 years, and it is still everybody's problem. Register for AIDS Walk. Together, we can make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
AirAmericaRadio.com.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at USO.org.
This is Air America Radio.
Air America Radio.
The best of the progressive web. AirAmericaRadio.com.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6064. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
If you've been looking into your family history, please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are continuously updated and are available to the public. Records that until now have been extremely difficult to access. And right now, you can receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information by calling 1-800-662-1463. This free family history report may contain fascinating facts about occupations, birthplaces, and military service, all tied to your family name. You may even discover the ports of departure used to sail to the United States. Reports are being distributed to anyone who calls free of charge. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public. You can receive a free family history report from Ancestry that will reveal some of the captivating information found in these records. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-662-1463. That's 1-800-662-1463.
I looked the man in the eye. I was able to get a sense of his soul.
Twenty-six before the hour. We're going to come to Shelley Drobny in just a second, but I want to get Chris in Minnesota. Chris in New Mexico. Our Abiquiu, New Mexico bureau chief, who checks in occasionally. Hey, Chris.
How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing all right.
Good. The incalculable damage that George W. Bush has done to his war effort with this surprise visit, quote-unquote, to Iraq. He has destroyed the al-Maliki government, at least in the eyes of the Sunni. You know, our best mm-hmm. chance of any success with an Iraqi government, quote-unquote, was with al-Maliki because he was a Sunni and because he hadn't seemed to be very in line with the Bush administration. Then Bush shows up in Baghdad with 5 minutes' notice to meet the, quote, prime minister, end quote, of Iraq, and al-Maliki has to receive him. Now, you would have been far better off had al-Maliki said, who's here? What? No. Put him in a room. Give him coffee. I got crap I got to deal with. They didn't tell me they were coming. But, of course, he didn't do that because he couldn't do that. And he has proved to the Sunni that he's nothing but a puppet. He's not a prime minister. Now, the Sunni insurgency is going to view this as a religious mm-hmm. betrayal. I know you know what factional religious Islam means in that part of the world. This is going to make things so much worse. Bush has completely destroyed what he spent so many months and so much money trying to build up.
Chris, what he claims he's been trying to build up. Do you believe, and this is a question, not a challenge, do you honestly believe that the Bush regime wants a stable government in Iraq, a stable government might, as its first order of business, tell the American military and all these bases being built to get the hell out?
Well, point well taken. I don't know that, but the only other choice that they have, aside from building a puppet government that works or works limpingly along with, mm-hmm. with our service people dying, is the only other choice they have is an Iranian government. And they've almost virtually guaranteed it with this. They have been accused of being tone deaf in diplomacy, but mm-hmm. forcing al-Maliki into noblesse oblige is mm-hmm. it's madness. It's so stupid.
Well, it is. It is. It definitely is. I wondered this morning when all this was breaking, if they gave this poor miserable prime minister 5 minutes' notice. Because had they given him any advance notice, he would have been vacationing on the Black Sea. Isn't that what the Russians used to do? Or he would have gotten out of town, or he would have said, no, don't. The last thing I need is you. So I think you're absolutely right. I think Bush, once again, just took careful aim, Bush and his advisors in that circular firing squad, and somebody gave the command.
Can you imagine being al-Maliki and having to change your pants? When your advisor walks in and says, "Hey, guess you know who's out there in the hall?" Oh my God!
Right, and don't you wonder a little bit now about al-Maliki's safety the next time he decides to go grocery shopping?
Well, I worry about the entire parliament of Iraq's sanity because they all live in the green zone and they're all covered by Blackwater and Cobra or whoever. Mm-hmm. And it's not a real government. Nobody looks at it as a real government. But they had a chance, and Bush just screwed it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Chris, how's everything in Abiquiu, New Mexico, God's country?
Well, it's beautiful, but it's really, really hot, and we're dealing with horseflies.
Oh, man. Well, just get out your .22 rifle and take a couple of shots. If you
hey,
can
the
shoot
best to you and yours and Molly and your incredibly talented wife, and I'll talk to you again.
All right, Chris. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you checking in. Yeah, if you can shoot horseflies with a .22 long, you know, use .22 caliber, use long .22 long rifle shells, you're pretty good. Joining us now is a real founder of Air America, not one of the ones that say, "Ah, I was the founder of Air America." Shelley Drobny, Shelley, welcome to the program.
Be back. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Now you and I, the reason we're on the air together tonight, you predicted several months ago when the Roe or the Fitzgerald indictment thing was moving forward. You said Roe would never be indicted, and I disagreed.
Right.
And I still disagree. You say he wasn't indicted. I have a feeling that he may have been. It's just a sealed versus sealed, I believe, is the way Jason Leopold reported it and the way it's been filed in federal court, adding that extra layer of secrecy to make sure that this rat bastard escapes before, before the end of the Bush regime. And then Bush will just pardon him.
Well, we're not talking about Libby now, because Libby was the second.
I understand. I'm talking about Roe.
Yeah. I really don't know whether he was indicted or not. All I can tell you is what I, saw on the news and heard on the news that, official sources, another leak, a leak of a leak investigation.
Yeah, right.
Reported that he's not going to be indicted. And my experience is that when attorneys who represent people in criminal investigation say that, they got it firsthand. So,
well, now did you not tell me, I think you did, either on the air or in private conversations, that you have worked the opposite side of the fence against Fitzgerald in certain cases? Have you, you're familiar with, or is it Fitzpatrick? What is it, Fitzgerald? Fitzgerald.
We're familiar with him in Chicago. He's the U.S. attorney in Chicago, and, one of the things I do besides, finding companies, and one of them being Air America with my wife Anita in venture capital, is I spent 37 years in, financial, tax, and criminal defense work. I'm admitted to practice in a limited basis on criminal tax cases, but I understand the process because whenever they indict you for, like, taxation, they hit you with all the other things like conspiracy, perjury, obstruction. And my experience with Fitzgerald, especially with the way he has indicted some of the Democrats for the most, absolutely ridiculous charges. I mean, you talk about cases that should never have been prosecuted. He's really taken no prisoners here. And, when I worked for the government, I was with the IRS when Mitchell was Attorney General.
John Mitchell.
Yeah, and I saw directives coming from the White House to get this one and that one. And it's been politicized. The U.S. Attorney and the Attorney General and the Justice Department have been politicized ever since Nixon. As a matter of fact, Robert Kennedy was politicizing the the U.S. Attorney's office as well. So
but I wanted to ask you this question: since you have worked in the same courtrooms, or at least in the same jurisdiction, Chicago, as Fitzgerald, what do you know about him? RawStory.com. Called his office for a comment about Lustig, Roe's attorney, saying, "No indictment here, nothing here, move on, it's all over." And Raw Story got kind of a non response. So what I'd like from you is a sense of Fitzgerald. Is he for real? Is he a mouse? Is he a coward? I wrote on my blog today at Air America Radio, or was it yesterday? Hell, I don't know. No, I guess it was today. That Fitzgerald has, cut off his testicles and handed them to somebody in doing this because he just, and I don't know. What's your sense? What's your take on
this? Well, look, I know that a lot of people have a belief system, and it's hard for people, even yourself, Mike, to believe that a guy like Fitzgerald is portrayed as a maverick and an independent guy, but he's not. I mean, I've seen cases in transition working where there was no sense of prosecution whatsoever from Democrats. And I'm not going to name names because these people are already embarrassed. These are people who are you know, related to congresspeople and whatever in the Chicago area that have been indicted for charges that are so petty, and they were never going to be charged until he took over. So he's taken a very political aspect. He's taking orders from, I mean, look, his boss is Gonzalez. The Justice Department runs the show.
Right.
And, you know, I have to tell you, I'm not saying that there are bribes and payoffs or anything like that, but there is influence. And our justice system is just as bad as our legislative and executive branch. I mean, it is cronyism 100%. It's power, it's influence. And Fitzgerald, I've looked at the blogs on the liberal side, and they think this guy is some sort of a maverick, and he's not. I mean,
well, I kind of feel that way too. I think I'm being consistent when I say that, but.
Just hear your common sense for a second. This guy is looking at a situation where everybody knows that these guys leaked the story out of an undercover agent to all these people. In the entire U.S. code, criminal code, there isn't one single charge that they can get him for. Believe me, we all know the truth. You know, and to go for perjury is really such a soft charge. He never really followed the trail. He never connected the dots. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is just saying, you know, look, if there's 6 inches of snow on the ground and you didn't see it fall, it must have snowed.
And yeah, hey, so, Shelley, hold on a second. Yeah. We got to do a break here. We'll come back and talk about this some more up to the top of the hour. Can you hold on?
Sure.
All right, stay right there. We'll be back. We're talking with Shelley Drobny, who is legitimately one of the founders of Air America Radio, along with his wife, Anita. Stick around. We're going to continue this for another couple of minutes. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-8991. Again, that's 1-800-550-8991. 1-800-550-8991.
It's time to decide. We don't need the decider. Hi, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Malloy, and you can hear me on Air America Radio. If you're looking for that perfect, one-of-a-kind gift, visit ImpeachBushGame.com, where you'll find Impeached, the board game that exposes the high crimes of George W. and his criminal administration. From the Iraq War to today's outrageous gas prices, Impeached tells it like it is. Go to ImpeachBushGame.com. That's ImpeachBushGame.com, and buy a piece of history today.
The Majority Report.
The Republicans are about borrowing and spending.
Borrowing and spending.
It's because Jesus is coming.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Well, maybe that's the argument.
Why would you invest in the future when Jesus is going to rapture, you know, some of us up, and the rest of us will endure 7 years of hell where there will be a battle?
Well, for gosh sakes,
between
send
good and
them
evil,
quickly.
But there will be a lot of shoes.
Send them quickly, because at this rate, gas is going to be up at $6 a gallon.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Or John Wayne Gacy. That kind of surprise, I would say. Especially with Laura in tow. Poor Laura. Jeez Louise. Somebody is suffering, and it's written all over her face. But not with a lot of movement.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
And then God said, let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it.
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Platoon to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-322-5130. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-322-5130. That's 800-322-5130.
AirAmericaRadio.com.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 10 before the hour. We're talking with Shelley Drobny, one of the founders of Air America Radio, who has worked around or in the same jurisdiction as Patrick Fitzgerald. Shelley's position is that Roe was not going to be indicted ever and has not been indicted as best as... can be ascertained by the garbage that's floating around, the tea leaves that we all have to read. I don't know if we left a question hanging or not, Shelley, but I guess my question to you was pretty much what you've already said, that Fitzgerald is nothing more than a Republican, and no matter how many people hung their hat on his hoped-for indictment of this thug, Roe, it just wasn't going to happen ever. Because now, that brings me to this then. Tell me this.
Okay.
Is there a chance that Fitzgerald had every intention on indicting Roe based on five trips to the grand jury? You know, Jonathan Turley, the law professor, who's often on television, said anyone who makes five trips to a grand jury has been given so many times to amend his testimony that it becomes a joke. So do you think that Fitzgerald was ordered to not indict and based on that order decided not to?
Well, you know, I don't know if it goes so far as an order, but, you know, grand juries are really directed completely by the prosecutor.
By the prosecutor.
They're a rubber stamp, and I suspect that the D.C. grand jury, which is probably made up of a lot of Democrats and minorities, they probably were outraged with the whole thing, and they kept on forcing Fitzgerald's hand to call him back. And there are so many inconsistencies in Roe's stories. I mean, you know, just the average person would have been indicted months ago. And so what the reporters have talked about is that, well, Fitzgerald wanted to be 100% sure because he's a public official. My goodness gracious, they indict people for perjury, the average person for perjury, when they're not 100% sure. And why should a public official should be held to a higher standard, have a higher standard for indictment? Does that make any sense to you?
No, it doesn't. And you just pointed out something that I had forgotten. Given the makeup, the political makeup, the racial makeup, the socioeconomic makeup of that grand jury in Washington, D.C., that even further, Shelley, leads me to believe But this rat bastard was indicted, and it has been sealed, and nobody's going to talk, and nothing's going to happen until Bush is out of the woods and has a chance on the last day of his administration to pardon him, along with Libby and anyone else who needs a pardon.
Mike, nobody's ever accused you of being an optimist. I mean, you have a lot of skepticism about the legislative and executive branch, and I think you have a kind of an optimism about Fitzgerald, which I hate to tell you, I wish it were the opposite. I'm on the side of indicting the guy. But grand juries do not have the power if the prosecutor does not want to indict. And
they don't?
I just think it's pretty clear that he's not going to be indicted. He was going to be held. Fitzgerald was going to hold this to such a high standard of probabilities of prosecution that kind of a high standard, again, the benchmark for a public official should be less than an average citizen. So why is it that he didn't want to indict a public official, wanted to create a higher standard for prosecution?
All right, let me ask you something before I run out of time here. After so many months of investigation, after so many trips to the grand jury, I'm just talking about Rove now and this Valerie Plame thing, has the non-indictment got anything to do, in your opinion, with the fact that Fitzgerald's boss was recently replaced? He answered, he doesn't really, or he's not supposed to answer to Gonzalez. What's his name? The Christian crazy man, the former attorney general, John
Ashcroft.
Ashcroft had recused himself, and the appointment of Fitzgerald came from not from the attorney general. So. It's that man I'm talking about, not Gonzalez. Forget Gonzalez, but
no.
Somebody, huh?
You're talking about Ashcroft, right?
No.
Oh.
What I'm saying is, let's eliminate both attorneys general. I'm talking about the person who appointed Fitzgerald was neither of Bush's attorneys general. It was somebody else, a special appointer, if that's a word. And that person was recently replaced. And I'm just wondering if that person said to Fitzgerald, no indictments.
You know, this is not something that's spoken. It's like if you remember the scene in The Godfather when they were going to charge Michael Corleone with perjury, and they just flew in the brother who had two balls on his shirt. And he had a signal that, you shouldn't, you should change your testimony. These guys know what to do. They know the signals. A prosecution for perjury in this case was so much in order. And not only that, he stopped at perjury. My goodness gracious, he could have followed a trail all the way to the vice president's office and to everybody else who knew about this, and he chose not to have Vice President Cheney testify under oath.
Okay, bottom line here, Shelley, because we're running out of time. What's your take on this? This was Rove was guilty and they refused to indict, or Rove was innocent and this is justice working its magic?
It's influence and power, no justice. As I said in my Huffington Post, it's just us. It's justice for just us at the Bush administration. And I am telling you that's the way the system works. Unfortunately, the justice system is just as broken as the rest of our government. And, it's too bad that we have these political officials now that are essentially taking their subliminal messages from those who appoint them. And I hate to bust anybody's bubble, but that's the way it's been in Chicago. There's a different standard for Democrats than there are for Republicans. And certainly with regard to Karl Rove, this was an easy prosecution.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that everybody feels that, he had to be 100% certain. There's no such thing as 100% certainty. We all can use our common sense and see what's going on.
That's true. Shelley, thanks for checking in. I appreciate
it. By the way, I got a picture from Kathy of Molly. She's just gorgeous. Thank God she looks like Kathy.
Thanks, Shelley. Take care. Take care. We'll talk again. Take care. Shelley Drobny, one of the real founders of Air America Radio. Weighing in on the Rove thing. Phone calls when we come back, and a couple more things I'm going to drop into the mix, so stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6064. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
The Majority Report.
I'm not sure that there is a specific plan to squeeze the middle class.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
I think there may be certainly some people who would like to specifically squeeze the middle class. But certainly, and what is indisputable, is that Republican policies act at the detriment of the middle class. It's a complete disregard for the middle class which drives these policies.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Has to be failure with a belligerent feel to it. That's the kind of failure that Republicans and so-called conservatives will stand up and cheer for en masse.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio. Air America Radio. AmericaRadio.com.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Minimum wage and lawmaker pay raise. There was some surprise support today from some lawmakers for raising the minimum wage. A House panel voted to increase the minimum hourly wage from $5.15 to $7.25. However, the proposal for the first wage increase in a decade is likely to be taken out when the amendment to a health and education funding bill goes to the House floor. That's because the House Appropriations Committee does not officially have jurisdiction over that issue. Meanwhile, House lawmakers, though, are okay with a pay raise for themselves. Despite their record low approval ratings, House lawmakers embraced a $3,300 pay hike that will increase their salaries to $168,500 a year. 2% cost of living raise, the seventh straight for members of the House and Senate. Lawmakers easily blocked an attempt to have a direct vote to stop the COLA, which is automatically awarded unless the lawmakers vote to stop it. A 21-year-old Oregon woman who refused to deploy with her Army unit to Iraq for a second tour has been arrested. Police in Eugene say Specialist Suzanne Swift told officers she did not want to go back to Iraq. She has been listed as AWOL, and her unit left for Iraq without her. She was picked up at the request of the Army. She's being returned to Fort Lewis in Washington State. Her mother says her daughter served in Iraq with a military police unit in 2004 and at that time had to endure name-calling and constant sexual propositions. Pentagon statistics indicate since the beginning of the Iraq War, more than 7,900 members of the four military branches have deserted. Take Back America criticizing the Iraq War in Washington. The second day of the Liberal Forum 2, leading senators spoke out about Iraq. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton encouraged Democrats to have what she called a difficult conversation about Iraq war policy to try to win over middle-of-the-road voters. Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts called the war immoral. Kerry comparing the fighting in Iraq to the Vietnam War in which he served. He says the Iraq war weakens the nation each and every day it goes on. Presidential adviser Karl Rove will not be a criminal defendant in the CIA leak case, but he could still end up being in court as a witness. Special Counsel Patrick Fitzgerald could question Rove about whether the Bush administration compromised the CIA officer's identity to retaliate against the political critic. Prosecutor told Rove's lawyer he will not be indicted. This is Air America Radio News.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-8991. Again, that's 1-800-550-8991. 1-800-550-8991.
Hi, I'm Janine Garofalo, and it doesn't matter if you're black, white, gay, straight, male, or female. AIDS has taken its toll on all kinds of people around the world for over 20 years, and it is still everybody's problem. Register for AIDS Walk. Together, we can make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at USO.org.
Air America Radio.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
It's my first day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's gotta be big. It's gotta be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. All right, we've just got two more quotes from Chuckle Nuts today and his little Tata visit to Iraq. The reason, in my opinion, that he went to Iraq the way he went, he has no business there. He is not interested in doing anything except having his picture taken and letting the American public know that he is a brave man. With all the murder and mayhem and all the slaughters and all the butchery and all the IEDs and all the innocent civilians being blown away and all the innocent American troops being blown away. Death and blood and gore and brains and ligaments and crap all over the landscape. Yes, into this strides George W. Bush. I am a man. That's why he went. To impress the halfwits back in the United States, to motivate the base. Oh, Jesus' little brother is so brave! I can't stand him. What are we on here? Are we on this one? Is this one we want to do now? We haven't done this one yet. We got two left. All right, let's do these last two. He's still explaining here how wonderful things are now in Iraq with the new government. Too bad it's not safe enough to actually go into a government building or go out of the green zone for somebody like Bush. But it's wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
I've come today to personally show our nation's commitment to a free Iraq. My message to the Iraqi people is this.
Carpe diem.
Seize the moment.
Oh, okay.
Seize this opportunity to develop a government of and by and for the people.
Yeah.
And I also have a message to the Iraqi people that when America gives a commitment, America will keep its commitment.
When we say we're going to kill you,
there are going to be tough
it.
Days ahead and more sacrifice for Americans as well as Iraqis. But I come away from here believing that the will is strong.
Do you hear this in his voice, the tonal quality, the disconnection, the kind of dreamy, sloopy, sloppy kind of, America will keep its commitment, there's going to be tough days ahead. There are going to be tough days ahead and more sacrifice for Americans as well as Iraqis. But the afterthought is, yeah, but it's so worth it to see that glorious new $35 billion U.S. embassy. Yeah, baby! Seize the opportunity to develop a government of and by and for the people. Oh, Jesus, that sounds like something written by honest John the Commie, doesn't it? Of and by and for the people. What the hell is that? Oh, that was Jefferson? Well, at least in Bush's context, for those people not killed or in prison, and as long as your leaders are willing to be my bitches, I mean my business partners, sorry, I'm a little high from the trip over here. My God. And this is my favorite Bush quote of the month so far. Here he explains how he will win the war on terror because his is the ideology of light.
The victory in the war on terror. The victory in a struggle against those who have no ideology. Well, they got an ideology, but it's an ideology that is dark and dismal. It's one that doesn't respect human dignity. It's an ideology that doesn't believe in the freedom to worship. It's an ideology that doesn't respect the role and rights of women in society.
Oh, Jesus.
It's an ideology that has no hope. The way to defeat that ideology is with an ideology of light.
And by light, I'm talking about lightning, strike, shock and awe, and bombing raids, and flesh-eating white phosphorus weapons. That's the kind of light I use to make the victories. So the ideology that Bush is struggling against in his war against the pagans, it's an ideology that doesn't respect human dignity? Uh-huh. Like smearing innocent detainees who have no civil liberties with fake menstrual blood and tying them up and making them bark like dogs? Dignity like that, right, chuckle nuts? Huh? It's an ideology that doesn't believe in the freedom to worship. What? Islam makes you worship, you dumbass! What do you mean, freedom to worship? Oh, never mind. I take this guy way too seriously. I really do. This ideology that doesn't respect human dignity like we do. We'll respect your dignity till you're dead in a sleeping bag and tied up with packing tape. And we'll have that little, what was that broad's name? TFC, whatever, the one that went to jail. We'll have her lead you around on a leash and point to your thingy, you know, and laugh at you. We believe in dignity. We'll get you naked and heap you up in huge, big piles of male flesh. You don't know how my vice president likes that one. Oh, God, you ought to see the pictures he's got back in the his office. Oh, he's got pictures. Oh, boy, has he got pictures. You don't think he's really just into shooting doves, do you? Or his hunting partner? No, 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 no. He's sick, sick, sick bastards. Yeah, I went to Iraq. I was in a war zone. All right. 866-303-2270 is the phone number. Let's talk with Phil, who's calling in from San Diego. Phil, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, good evening, Mike.
Hey.
Yeah, I guess he should just change it to of, by, and for the corporations.
Well, that's the truth for this freak.
And at the top of the news, like our time out here, 8 o'clock, but mm-hmm. I guess it would be like 11 o'clock your time. But,
right.
The news guy said that Fitzgerald is not going to indict Roe. He's going to just, Shelley was right. He's going to call him as a witness.
Yeah, well, that'll work just as well as anything else that Roe decides to screw up. So, sure.
Yeah, I mean, like Shelley was saying five times. I mean, like, geez, Louise, how much stuff do they have to have on somebody? I was going to mention, like, about the top of your show, you said something that just totally confirmed it in regards to the polar bears, cannibalistic.
Yeah.
This proves that Bush is definitely bipolar, saying goodbye to him. And his favorite CDs that he listens to are Collateral Damage.
Collateral CDs. Damage?
Yep. He loves... That's what he loves. National Guard, Collateral Damage. Marines, Collateral Damage. People over there, Collateral. Katrina, Collateral Damage.
Yeah.
Raving lunatics.
A very sick man. Phil, thanks. Thanks for checking in, Phil. All right. Take care. I don't want to cut you off, but we got to take a break here coming up in about 10 seconds. So, when we come back, one of the reasons that... not one of the reasons, but one of the functions that Karl Rove serves in his role as Bush's Svengali, or who was the mad monk, Rasputin. This has to do with a rule that was loosened regarding the environment so the oil companies could continue to pollute groundwater, and Karl Rove is the one that facilitated it. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, Open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1578. That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here, and you can hear me, of course, on Air America Radio. If you're as fed up with the Bush crime family as I am, you need to go to ImpeachBushGame.com. That's ImpeachBushGame.com, where you can get the new board game, Impeached, that points out the lies, incompetence, and stupidity of George W. and the entire Bush crime family. You'll have fun playing this eye-opening board game that dares to peek into the Bush administration. Impeached will challenge your ability to lie, cheat, and steal. I'm for real here. Order your game now at ImpeachBushGame.com.
The Al Franken Show.
I can't understand this thing about conservative Christians who don't seem to care about the poor, because you know how Scalia talks about original intent in the Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you go to the original intent, Jesus' original intent, if you did that, you'd have to go like, he's kind of talking about, you know, the least among us.
That's right.
Helping the least among us, isn't he?
Basically, helping the poor.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
This is literally, I heard that Rich Lowry did this on Fox, said that they just warned them they were going to be topped, not that they would be breached. Now, I'm sorry, but if your levee is topped, it's breached.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Premature babies need hope, love, and you. Premature birth is the leading cause of newborn death and many serious health problems. It happens to 1 out of 8 babies in the U.S. You can help premature babies by joining March of Dimes Walk America and raising money to support research and programs to find out how to prevent premature birth and how to help families who experience it. Register today. Get your sponsor form at Kmart or Famous Footwear, or visit walkamerica.org, or call 1-800-525-WALK.
AirAmericaRadio.com.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Get after those who kill in the name of some kind of false religion.
It's about 22 past the hour. All right, there's something here written by James Hampshire at the blog site Fire. FireDogLake.com. And I just want to share it with you. She writes, I have to say I don't know what all the fuss is about. When I first heard that Rove got a letter saying that Fitzgerald did not intend to bring charges against him, I immediately thought, as Empty Wheel did, that's another blogger, of a conversation we had between the plain panelists last Thursday. Empty Wheel took a poll of those who thought Rove had flipped, and both Joe Wilson and Larry Johnson raised their hands. Christie acknowledged that it was awfully weird for someone to testify before a grand jury five times and not be cooperating in some fashion with the prosecution. Today, Empty Wheel offers this account. I was one of those who raised her hand halfway. My logic is this. Dick Cheney is dragging down the White House. He is largely responsible for the mess in Iraq. He is trying to sabotage any attempts to negotiate honestly with Iran. And he's exposing everyone in the administration to some serious legal jeopardy in the event they ever lose control of the courts. At some point, Dick Cheney's authoritarianism will doom Bush's legacy. But if you can't make him, you can't make him quit. His is a constitutional office. He was elected along with Bush. So you can't make him resign like you can with your Treasury Secretary or Environmental Secretary. What better way to get rid of him then than to expose him to legal proceedings? It gives you the ability, farcical, but no matter, to say that you have severed all ties with his policies and legacies. It's become ever more apparent as time goes on and Fitzgerald releases bits of information in his filings that this was a Dick Cheney operation. Rove may have gotten involved because smearing people is his idea of a good time, but the Cheney scrawlings on Jill Wilson's op-ed are the blue dress, quote, quote, of this case. Look at Conrad Black. Look at George Ryan. I'm sorry, but Fitzgerald had Rove dead to rights. Ryan and Black are two other prosecutions by Fitzgerald. I'm sorry, but Fitzgerald had Rove dead to rights if he wanted him. And anyone who thinks he got nothing for something has been following the story of a different prosecutor than I've been. While there are certain to be those who are most focused, more focused on their next cruller than the facts, and accuse Fitzgerald of wasting public time and money, several things need to be made clear. First, we have no idea what Fitzgerald has, and anyone who pretends to know anything conclusive one way or the other about what he got from Rove and where he's going with this is talking out their ass. Second, whatever it is he wanted from Rove, he obviously got it without going through a long, expensive trial and putting the country through a media circus. That's called being responsible. He's not a Ken Starr showboat. Third, David Johnson's paragraph this morning in the New York Times that seemed to indicate the investigation was at an end is at best poorly written. Rove will most certainly not be off the hook completely until Libby has had his day in court. If Libby makes a deal with Fitzgerald and implicates Rove, all bets are off. Fitzgerald acknowledged that because justice was obstructed, he could not know exactly what happened. I'm sorry, I read that with the emphasis on the wrong word. Fitzgerald acknowledged that because justice was obstructed, he, Fitzgerald, could not know exactly what happened. The investigation will remain open at least until the Libby matter is closed. That's just how it works. And fourth, Rove is not in the clear, not by a long shot. Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame have backed off on their civil suit in order to give Fitzgerald the room he needs to maneuver, but that will not last forever. Do you think Joe Wilson is interested in letting bygones be bygones with regard to Karl Rove? For those who are tempted to believe Attorney Luskin is lying about the letter he received from Fitzgerald, don't. I know that irresponsible types will try to exploit people's natural mistrust of gold bars, I guess that's Luskin, and his willing to limbo around the truth, but lying about this goes well past what I think his limits are. I believe him when he said Rove had not been indicted, and I believe him now. That said, I smell a bit of loose limb action with with regard to Luskin's statement to Geraldine today that Rove made no deal. Perhaps not in the strict sense, but I think it's rather apparent that in his five trips before the grand jury, his testimony got nudged in the direction the special counsel was interested in exploring, or we'd be witnessing an imminent frog march. We just don't know, and it would be ever so helpful, as the Washington Post's Dan Frumkin notes today, if Luskin produced his letter. Where's the hue and cry from journalists for the production of this particular missive? And you hear the sound of crickets. That's from FireDogLake.com, written by Jane Hampshire. It's interesting, and I would hope maybe, you know, I'd much rather see Dick Cheney sent to hell than Karl Rove. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you've been looking into your family history, please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are continuously updated and are available to the public. Records that until now have been extremely difficult to access. And right now, you can receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information by calling 1-800-662-1463. This free family history report may contain fascinating facts about occupations, birthplaces, and military service, all tied to your family name. You may even discover the ports of departure used to sail to the United States. Reports are being distributed to anyone who calls free of charge. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public. You can receive a free family history report from Ancestry that will reveal some of the captivating information found in these records. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-662-1463. That's 1-800-662-1463.
The Majority Report.
The Republicans are about borrowing and spending.
Borrowing and spending.
It's because Jesus is coming.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Well, maybe that's the argument.
Why would you invest in the future when Jesus is going to rapture, you know, some of us up, and the rest of us will endure 7 years of hell where there will be a battle?
Well, for gosh sakes,
between
send
good and
them
evil,
quickly.
But there will be a lot of shoes.
Send them quickly, because at this rate, gas is going to be up at $6 a gallon.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Maybe, or John Wayne Gacy. That kind of a surprise, I would say. Especially with Laura in tow. Poor Laura. Jeez Louise. Somebody is suffering, and it's written all over her face. But not with a lot of movement.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio.
Air America Radio.
The best of the progressive web. AirAmericaRadio.com.
And then God said,
"Let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it."
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-322-5130. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-322-5130. That's 800-322-5130.
Is AirAmericaRadio.com.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
AirAmericaRadio.com.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
It's my first day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's gotta be big. It's gotta be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
Air America Radio.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Oh, that's so sad. It's 25 before the hour. This was in L.A. Times today. A rule that was designed by the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, to keep groundwater clean near oil drilling sites was effectively ended, that rule, after White House officials rejected it because of complaints by oil companies that it was too restricted. And after a well-connected Texas oil executive appealed to Karl Rove. Now, there's a new rule that took effect yesterday. And it's a political payoff, as reported in the Times, to an industry long aligned with the Republican Party and Bush. What happened was, a couple of years ago, a Texas oil man and longtime Republican activist, one Ernest Angelo, wrote a letter to Karl Rove complaining that the rule was causing many in the oil industry to, quote, openly express doubt as to the merit of electing Republicans when we wind up with this type of stupidity, close quote. The stupidity being questioned here, truth seekers, the stupidity of having oil companies, when they go drill and rip and plunge holes and everything, just to clean up their mess afterwards. You know, what most people learned in Boy Scouts. Leave your campsite cleaner than when you arrived. But these evil sons of bitches on the right in this country, these energy executives, these pigs who don't care, these ultra-rich people who don't give a tinker's damn how much destruction they cause in any given country because they always have their really cool and neat vacation places they can jet away to and screw us, huh? Well, that's what this Angelo guy is about. You know, we don't like this rule, he says, and, you know, if it's not changed, we might stop electing Republicans. So how did Rove respond? He responded by forwarding the letter to top White House environmental advisors and scrawling a handwritten note directing an aide to talk to those advisors and, quote, get a response ASAP, end quote. Now, this punk-ass Angelo had been mayor of Midland, Texas, when Bush ran an oil firm there. Back in the day, he's also a longtime hunting partner of Karl Rove's. I wonder what they hunt. The two men, according to the LA Times, first worked together when the Angelo thug managed Ronald Reagan's 1980 presidential campaign in Texas. Well, there's a surprise. Now, The rule was changed. So now the oil companies can leave as much crap and filth and dirt and disease and chemical pollution in groundwater as they damn well please, after all, they're oil companies. A White House spokesman said yesterday that the rule was revised as part of the federal government's standard rulemaking process. They said the EPA was simply directed by White House budget officials to make the rule comply with requirements laid out by Congress in the energy law passed last year. So we're to believe that the energy law passed last year said, pollute the water, screw the water, to hell with the water, urinate in the water. We don't care what you do with the water. We're oil men. Do it. Blow it to pieces. Stomp all over it. Kill it. Murder it. Leave dead rats in it. We don't care. Really? LA Times says the issue has been a focus of lobbying by the oil and gas industry for years, ever since the Clinton administration regulators first announced their intent to require special EPA permits for construction sites smaller than 5 acres, including oil and gas drilling sites, as a way to discourage water pollution. Discourage it. Not legislate against it, just discourage it. And these evil sons of bitches in the Republican Party, the right wing, the neo-Nazis, the Bush supporters, whatever you want to call them. Oh, no, 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 no. We want crap in the water. We don't drink it. Let the wetbacks and the spooks and the rest of the freaks drink it and the white trash. We don't drink that. We drink imported bottled water, dude. A spokesman for the White House Budget Office, some half-wit named Scott Milburn, said yesterday that the White House's involvement in making rules was intended to, quote, ensure that agencies issue regulations that follow the law, end quote. And then White House spokeswoman Dana Perino rejected the suggestion that Rove was involved in the rule change. Oh, of course not. She said Rove frequently receives requests and that he tries to reply and direct those requests to the appropriate people. She said that for environmentalists to accuse Rove of manipulating the EPA rule was, quote, a typical overreach, end quote, by administration critics. Sharon Bucino, director of the Natural Resources Defense Council's land program, called the new rule, the one that says, go ahead, pollute the water, we don't care, quote, yet another example of the Bush administration rewarding their friends in the oil and gas industry at the expense of the environment and the public's health, end quote. Oh, and in his letter to Rove, the Texas pissant Angelo did not hide his political feelings either. He thanked Rove for, quote, all you do, close quote, and added the words of encouragement on another topic, quote, the president has the opposition on the run on the Iraq issue. I just can't take it. You know, so many people who should be put on trial for causing disease, I mean in a just world, in a moral universe. People like Karl Rove and this Angelo animal, Ernest Angelo, sounds like Ernest Angley, doesn't it? And Cheney, and the list goes on and on. These people would be tried for, I don't know what, for trying to destroy the country, trying to destroy our hope or faith in each other, trying to and succeeding in destroying everything decent and good about what we've tried for 230 years to do in this country. Slowly, but we've tried. All the progress we've made, they would just unzip their pants and urinate all over it. They don't care. They're just, they are so rotten. Oh, never mind. But we don't live in that world. We live in Bush world. Leanne is calling from San Diego. Leanne, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing tonight, Mike?
Doing fine,
I got a question for you. I agree with what Joey had to say, and I remember day one listening to you about a year and a half ago, you calling it the way it was going to be with Roe. You said you did not believe in Fitzgerald, that you had some suspicions about him, that he was going to be playing the Republican card, and that's exactly what happened. And I felt the same way all along. I could hear the guy quivering in his voice the day he indicted Libby.
Well, that's true. I think I could hear that, too. And I remember what you said, but as this thing went on, and five trips to the grand jury by Rove, I really, really believed that Fitzgerald, and I can't help it, Leanne, as much as I love Shelley Drobny and respect people who on the left who have that opinion, I question whether or not Rove really has not been indicted.
But see, I think that's the thing with these people, everybody that's listening to this program, that you don't understand the way they work. Republicans like to trick people. They are con men.
Right.
And so by getting us all drawn into this big thing for the last year and a half, it's made us be distracted from what we really should be thinking and is trying to play the games that they plan to win elections. And I'll give you a good example. They're setting themselves up. These guys don't play by the rules. We all know that now. But what they're going to pull, and I can guarantee you this, they're hiding bin Laden, and they're going to pull some imposter out right before the election. And they're going to say, oh, the liberals said it couldn't be done, that he was done for dead already. But now we know the Republican Party prevails again, and we are the best people to keep in office. I guarantee you that is what they're going to pull. So we should start preparing for it now. These people do not play by the rules, and we have to stop doing it too.
Well, that's you really think that's going to happen? You really do?
Yes, I do. You know why I believe it? I'm a nurse, and I can guarantee you. And they came out with that phony story of 2 500-pound bombs being dropped on a guy, and that he was going to look like that. Come on, do they think people are stupid?
Yes.
Do you think a person could survive that? And the way they had his face made up, the guy was either dead or they made some pseudo look-alike of him, and the military goes along with it because they support Bush. So who are we kidding ourselves? We're not dealing with a legitimate organization here. And so if we're going to win and we're going to get rid of these people, we better start doing it a different way. And I say play the way they play, dirty.
Well,
Sad to say, but that's what it's come to.
I agree. I agree.
Because all you're doing is setting yourself up for heartache. If you're playing a game with somebody that's cheating and they keep winning and then you find out that they're cheating, are you going to cheat too or are you going to keep playing the honest way? Answer me that.
I'll pull out a gun and shoot him.
Well, that's not going to work either. We got to be smart, and we got to figure out how they're doing it and start framing our message and start doing things proactively. And I'm telling you, they're going to pull bin Laden. This is going to be their next trick, and it's going to happen right at their time frame. I agree with you.
You fight fire with fire. I really do. I'll be curious to see. We've only got a couple of months, and if they pull the bin Laden, you're talking about...
I don't think it's going to be in 06. I think what they do is they wait. They wait till they're in bad spots, like they did with Haditha. And all the stuff that started coming down on Bush, they pull little things out at their discretion. And they have that tool because they're in power right now.
All right. Well, we'll see, Leanne. I'm going to remember this conversation. Thanks a lot for checking in. Always good to hear from you, okay?
All right. You too. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. We will overcome the heartaches and watch the evil melt. In a world full of hate, in a world full of greed, in a world full of hate, in a world full of greed, just believe, cause peace will come eventually. In a world full of hate, in a world full of greed, never let go of hope, you can still achieve your dreams. In a world full of hate. The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-8991. Again, that's 1-800-550-8991. 1-800-550-8991.
The Majority Report.
I'm not sure that there is a specific plan to squeeze the middle class.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
I think there may be certainly some people who would like to specifically squeeze the middle class. But certainly, and what is indisputable, is that Republican policies act at the detriment of the middle class. It's a complete disregard for the middle class which drives these policies.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Has to be failure with a belligerent feel to it. That's the kind of failure that Republicans and so-called conservatives will stand up and cheer for en masse.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio. Air America Radio. AmericaRadio.com.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
The lies, incompetence, greed, and pure stupidity of the Bush crime family are all revealed in the game Impeached. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Mike Malloy. And if you despise this crime family like I do, you need to visit ImpeachBushGame.com and buy the only board game that's bold enough to tell it like it is. Go to ImpeachBushGame.com, buy your game, and check out the Bush, Satan Rove, and Deadeye Dick Voodoo Dolls. I've got my game, and I'm sticking pins in my Bush Voodoo Doll right now! So visit ImpeachBushGame.com and join in on the fun today. That's ImpeachBushGame.com. Buy your game now.
AirAmericaRadio.com.
Premature babies need hope, love, and you. Premature birth is the leading cause of newborn death and many serious health problems. It happens to one out of eight babies in the U.S. You can help premature babies by joining March of Dimes Walk America and raising money to support research and programs to find out how to prevent premature birth and how to help families who experience it. Register today. Get your sponsor form at Kmart or Famous Footwear or visit walkamerica.org or call 1-800-525-WALK.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
Hey, Truth Seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Next hour, we're going to be talking mostly with you, your phone calls. So get online. We have just a whole bunch of open lines tonight, 866-303-2270. This is reported by the New York Times. Eight Palestinian civilians were killed and more than 40 wounded today by an Israeli missile strike on Islamic militants. And, of course, as can be imagined, it further inflames Palestinian rage over the death of a family on Friday from what residents in Gaza said was an errant Israeli shell. Israel's defense minister announced today that an investigation into the deaths on Friday showed that Israel was not responsible for them. But Human Rights Watch, which has been investigating Israeli shelling in Gaza, said of the deaths on Friday, which occurred at a Gaza beach, quote, the evidence we have gathered strongly suggests Israeli military fire was to blame, end quote. He called on Israel to open an independent investigation rather than relying on its own military. Anyway, the New York Times article goes on to explain about what happened on Friday, and then it talks about the one in today's attack, a missile, an Israeli-fired missile struck a van and killed two members of Islamic Jihad and apparently wounded a third. But then a second missile hit the curb just in front of a house whose occupants had come out to see what had happened. And in the second explosion, two children and three medical workers were killed. The first rocket had taken out a yellow Volkswagen van that belonged to what the Times calls a noted Islamic Jihad rocket maker, Hamoud Wadia, who was killed. Israel said Mr. Wadia was transporting Katyusha rockets to launch at Israel, and rockets could be seen in the wreckage of the van. These rockets are a factory-made weapon that has a longer range and greater accuracy than the crude Qassam rockets that Palestinian militants build in machine shops with explosives mixed in cooking pots. And since Israel withdrew from Gaza 10 months ago, hundreds of Qassam rockets have been launched at an Israeli border town. Damage and injury have been minimal, but living under such threat, according to the Times, has taken a heavy toll. Israel says it has been forced to go after the launching sites because the Palestinian authorities have done nothing about them. An angry Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, called the Israeli actions on Friday and today state terrorism and accused Israel of trying to wipe out the Palestinian people. Just never stops, does it? The little girl that most of us have seen the video, who was screaming, "What have I done wrong to live without my parents?" According to Al Jazeera, the five family members were among seven other Palestinian civilians who lost their lives and over 35 who got injured in the attack on a beach in northern Gaza. TV footage showing following the Israeli massacre in Gaza showed this girl screaming, "Father, father. What have I done that I should have to live without my parents?" She's 10 years old, and she appeared on AP Television News. Five Israeli human rights organizations have called for an immediate halt to the merciless killing of innocent Palestinian civilians by Israeli occupation forces. Remember, the writer of this writes for Al Jazeera. It was a weekend picnic. Hauda is her name. Hauda and her 11 brothers and sisters went out with their father, who had promised them a picnic if they passed their end-of-the-year exams, and they would enjoy a sunny day at the beach. The family decided to quickly pack and end the picnic after they heard the Israeli fire, but as they stood waiting a taxi to take them home, the explosive landed in the beach, killing the girl's father and five of her brothers and sisters. Her mother and five other children from the family were wounded. 7-year-old Hadil, the father's daughter with his second wife, is now laying in a hospital bed with shrapnel wounds. She still doesn't know that she lost both her parents and her brother. Al Jazeera goes on, Israel has repetitively attacked areas crowded with civilians, killing scores of them, including children, claiming it's only protecting itself against rockets fired by Palestinian fighters from Gaza. The U.S. had, in many cases, endorsed this claim. One of the people wounded, one of the people killed, a 15-year-old girl, was decapitated. Her 16-year-old half-brother, Reham, was badly hurt, and he might lose both his arms, according to doctors. It goes on. On Saturday, Mahmoud Abbas paid tribute to the girl's ordeal, denouncing the Israeli crimes, calling it, quote, genocide, close quote. He went on to say, what is the crime that she committed while she was watching her family being killed on the beach and screaming? Who is responsible for such acts, and why are such acts being committed against innocent people? But he did insist, we called for peace and we will call for peace. This incident is not going to prevent us from calling for peace. You know, the Palestinians say that. The Israelis say it, and the slaughter of innocent people goes on, doesn't it? It just goes on. And I will not get into the moral equivalency or imbalance of the killing that is going on both sides. I don't give a goddamn about the moral equivalency. Here's what I care about. children, kids, Palestinian kids, Israeli kids, Iraqi kids. 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 No, I'm not going to scream. Kids. 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10, 11, 12-year-old kids being blown into pieces. Being blown to pieces. Kids. Children. Children watching their parents being blown into pieces at roadblocks in Iraq. Children in Tel Aviv riding a bus going to school watching their schoolmates being blown into pieces by a suicide bomber. Children on the beach in Gaza watching their family being blown into pieces by Israeli rockets. Jesus.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1578. That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
The Al Franken Show.
This ethics committee is totally in the House and Senate. I mean, in the House, they replaced the guys who had admonished DeLay. They threw them off the committee, and they replaced them with Republicans who had either or both given money to DeLay's legal defense fund or received money. And you just got to say to yourself, wow, these guys are shameless.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Democrats politically, but in carrying out their duties, haven't done the job. These guys don't tell the truth. It's as simple as that. You can't trust them, and nothing is transparent, and they're incompetent.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio.
Air America Radio.
The best of the progressive web. AirAmericaRadio.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush is on his way back to the U.S. following a secret trip to Iraq. Meeting with new Iraqi leaders at the American Embassy in Baghdad's Green Zone, Bush said the U.S. will continue to support their fledgling government. Before leaving, Bush thanked American troops for their service.
I bring greetings from a grateful nation. I thank you for your sacrifice. I thank you for your service. I thank you for making history.
In an emotional speech, Bush called this an incredibly important moment in the history of freedom and peace. He again called Iraq a central front in the global war on terror. The visit was shrouded in secrecy for security reasons. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld insists that conditions on the ground in Iraq will continue to dictate U.S. troop levels. Rumsfeld and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice briefed lawmakers on Iraq Tuesday. Rumsfeld stressed that an eventual withdrawal of U.S. troops will be done in an orderly way. Tropical storm Alberto is now blowing through Georgia and will head up the Atlanta coastline of North and South Carolina. The storm continues to pack 40-mile-an-hour winds and up to 6 inches of rain. Alberto made landfall in Florida's Big Bend area of the Gulf Coast Tuesday. Flooding was reported in some low-lying areas, but there was no widespread damage. One benefit of the storm is that about a dozen wildfires in Florida were put out by the heavy rain, but many wildfires are still burning. Former Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell is headed to prison for tax evasion. Federal Judge Richard Story sentenced the two-term mayor to 30 months in prison on the tax charges. He was convicted in March, but the same jury acquitted him of more serious charges of corruption. Campbell called the sentence an abomination, and he vowed to appeal. Rhode Island Congressman Patrick Kennedy has pleaded guilty to one count of driving under the influence of prescription drugs. The plea in connection with a car accident near the U.S. Capitol on May 4th. After entering his plea, Kennedy emerged from a Washington, D.C. courthouse saying he wants to put the incident behind him.
I'm very grateful to be on the road to recovery, and I look forward to going back home to Rhode Island after we conclude this week's business.
Democrat Kennedy, the son of Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy, will be on supervised probation for at least 1 year. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-322-5130. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-322-5130. That's 800-322-5130.
If you've been looking into your family history, please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are continuously updated and are available to the public. Records that until now have been extremely difficult to access. And right now, you can receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information by calling 1-800-662-1463. This free family history report may contain fascinating facts about occupations, birthplaces, and military service, all tied to your family name. You may even discover the ports of departure used to sail to the United States. Reports are being distributed to anyone who calls free of charge. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public. You can receive a free family history report from Ancestry that will reveal some of the captivating information found in these records. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-662-1463. That's 1-800-662-1463.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6064. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
And then God said,
let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it.
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Let's go right to the phone calls. Katrina is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Katrina, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Good evening. How you doing?
Hey. How are you?
Oh, Lord help me. Haven't you had enough?
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Well, you knew the okey-doke was in when they put in Alice Fisher. You remember the recess appointment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. It was over then. Now, you know, if a white man has never been convicted of raping a black woman in America, you expected Karl Rove to be indicted? Come on, Mike. Get real.
Well, yeah, you have a way with words, Katrina.
Now, what we need to be watching is Choice Point.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And watch Giuliani. You know, everywhere he goes, something blows up.
What's up with your boy Giuliani? Where's this guy coming from? In the first place, I think he's a thug, but on the other hand, he does not subscribe to any of the Republican hot button issues. He has no problem with gays. He has no problem with abortion. He has no problem with putting some responsible gun laws in place. And yet he sucks up to these right wing Republicans, and they take him in. Do they think that
he has problems. He brings his hoe to his house, and you know.
Well, yeah, but eventually
he sends the cops to kill you if you're black. So remember Giuliani time.
Well, he also suppresses the First Amendment. So I guess that's why the right wingers love him.
Okay, there you go. Now, you know, white America, you got to get it together. Now you got to realize 98% of y'all, you know, you're not his base. You're not to have mores. Now, you know, we're going to all be picking cotton together in a minute, you know.
Oh, no, I hate, well, that's what the Mexicans are for.
Nah, they're going to have you, me, and the Mexicans, you know, eating instead of Indian mushrooms and mangoes and drinking some poison water. That's where it's going. You know, we got to impeach this guy.
You know, this would be funny if it weren't so deadly.
I'm serious. They got work brigades. That's what FEMA is for. You haven't read what FEMA stands for?
What?
They have these takeover orders, which are executive orders, where they can take over the land, petroleum, and they can put people into work brigades.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe it is going to be you and me and Jose.
I'm trying to tell you now. You know I love you, Mike.
I love you too, Katrina.
Now, you got to keep our eyes open. Let's be vigilant.
All right. We'll do it. Thanks, Katrina. Always good to hear from you. That is my number one Brooklynite. That is Katrina. Here's our number one Manhattanite, Jonathan. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How are you?
You are. You're up. You're always up.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. The system made me laugh. I find it hard to laugh these days with these idiots.
Katrina's great. Katrina is great. I'd like her to get one of those slots that George Bush is always talking about. People call me a racist. I look at Condi.
Yeah, get Tony Snow up there to hug the tire baby.
There you go.
You know, but we got these problems. You know, the saddest thing is we talk about the media is not getting through to people. You know, education plays a part in this, too. If you read, I mean, come on, a History 101 class.
Literally. Oh, sure.
History 101, it goes back to, you know, what King Leopold did and, you know, and in Africa and all of this stuff that occurred in Africa goes back to the Boers and all of this stuff. Imperialism, and it repeats itself in India and all over the place, in China, in Japan, all, you know, the imperialism. They go out and they do this thing. It seems like a pattern. That if people educated themselves, and I hate to say that because you say don't drop out of school, stay in school and all that stuff, but, you know, there's truth to history, you know?
Sure, sure.
The blood, you know, I don't know about you, but I've noticed in the past few, your demeanor, you've gone from outright angry to resolved almost, like, what the hell
do? I know I sound like that sometimes, but I've had my two-year-old gave me a bad, bad viral cold last Friday, and that's part of it. But I know what you mean. Sometimes I do slip into that resignation.
We do also, Mike, and we feel it with you, and that's the good thing about having you on the air, man. You kick the facts the way the facts should be told. You take facts and truth. You cannot dispute truth. That's why they don't want to have open forums. That's why they don't want to have Democrats heading coalitions, and you know, they can't respond to the truth? How do you respond to lies? You lied. How do they respond to it when we have the proof?
These right-wingers, whether they're in government, media, religion, I don't care where they are, when they lie, and they lie all the time, and someone like you or me or him or her steps up and says, no, that's a lie, here's the truth, they how do they respond? They totally ignore you, or they say, you know, they label you, or mostly they just ignore. They don't even have to call folks. They have this foul-smelling incubus like Ann Coulter to get out there and call names. The rest of them can sit back and just ignore. They just ignore. When you jump up in their face with the truth, you don't exist. You're not there. You're a haint. You're a shadow. You're not really in their face. That's their attitude.
Last comment, I'll let you go. A man loses limbs, and they make him look like a beast,
Sure.
Murderer. And Ann Coulter, she gets carte blanche on any television show she wants to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And this man, they make him look like a villain. John Kerry, even. The story, if I'm correct, he jumps off the boat and goes in or something and takes down a guy by himself or something along those lines. A true hero, and they make him look like a piece of, you know.
They're smelly, smelly. I hate sharing the same planet, much less the same country with these right-wingers. Listen, Jonathan, good to hear from
you. I
love
you, Mike. Thank you.
Love you, too. Take care. Getting a lot of love from New York tonight. Getting from Brooklyn. Getting from Manhattan. Where's Queens? Bronx? Staten Island? Come on, y'all. Paul is calling from Miami. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hey.
Bush's intention is to precipitate an international crisis and a terror attack again in America so that he can declare a martial law, constitutional crisis, suspend the Constitution. They are criminally insane and power mad, so there is no elections, there is no talking to them. There has been already an effective coup. But we know they're already crazy. That is not what is surprising. The tragedy is the non-response of average Americans, which either means that the country is so decadent and demoralized that it, as long as it can pull up in an SUV to stuff its face with McDonald's, it just doesn't care about the implications of its lifestyle on the rest of the world. And that will mean that America is just getting what it deserves because the people themselves are the product of a decadent empire. Now, Bush went to Iraq today in order to distract the news attention from Congress okaying another $94 billion offline budget item. That would have been the news headline had he not distracted it.
That's true.
So there is about to, I play the stock market and I'm familiar with a number of things. There is about to become a meltdown on the global financial markets because of America's debt. But 3 years ago, I said to myself, it's almost as if Bush is trying to exacerbate the situation by coming on to terrorists. Now the difference is, I know it's not almost as if he's trying. He and Cheney and Rummy, Dummy, and Crummy, are absolutely trying to do the worst in order to consciously bring on terror, death, and destruction so that they can rule. It's the insanity of people who are so disconnected from their bodies and their minds that if money and power is the be-all and end-all, the ultimate power is to control everything in a world that is a smoking ruin and scream, "I won," which is the definition of Hitler in the bunker when he had brought a whole nation in 12 years' time.
Well, I hear you, Paul, and that's essentially correct. These are madmen, and I think you're right. I think they want to stand over a smoking ruin and say, "Ha, ha, 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 we won." Thanks, Paul. I appreciate you checking in, man. I really do. Quick break here. We'll be back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-8991. Again, that's 1-800-550-8991. 1-800-550-8991.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that'll help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
The lies, incompetence, greed, and pure stupidity of the Bush crime family are all revealed in the game Impeached. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Mike Malloy. And if you despise this crime family like I do, you need to visit ImpeachBushGame.com and buy the only board game that's bold enough to tell it like it is. Go to ImpeachBushGame.com, buy your game, and check out the Bush, Satan Rove, and Deadeye Dick voodoo dolls. I've got my game, and I'm sticking pins in my Bush voodoo doll right now! So visit ImpeachBushGame.com and join in on the fun today. That's ImpeachBushGame.com. Buy your game now.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1578. That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
Jerry Springer.
All of a sudden, our bedrooms are invaded. Our right to privacy. Our phone calls being monitored. Don't speak out against the president. Any one single issue here isn't enough to make you want to say, oh my God, what is happening to America? But start putting all of these issues together. Are we not playing into Osama bin Laden's hands? He can't blow up America. We can do it.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Air America Radio. AmericaRadio.com.
Your host for a Prian's future, it's Mike Malloy.
21, almost 22 past the hour. Email from Phil in Decatur, Georgia. Jesus, he's probably right around the corner. Hi, Mike. As always, love the show. Here for a laugh are my two suggestions for constitutional amendments. First, ban on flag burners getting married to each other. Second, ban on gays having guns. Guns, gays, guns just ain't right. Makes about as much sense as anything else the Bush crime family can propose. I'd be laughing out loud if I weren't so pissed at the sickness that murdered our country. Yeah, I hear you. That's a good one, though. Ban on flag burners getting married to each other. Yeah, I like that one. Oh, my God. We have a call from Brooklyn. All right. And it's who?
Michael, hi. It's Ann Coulter.
Oh, God.
And I'm very angry with your program.
Why? I haven't, you know, I'm not
your callers any. Are saying, like liberals, I don't have a chance to respond. And I'm surprised that you've even put me on, but they're saying all manner of horrible liberal things about me.
Well, I put you on because I've always been interested in the freak and geek factor anywhere I go. So,
well, you listen to me, Michael Moore. I won't take your insults.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, no.
Whatever you got to say, Ann, let it rip.
Well, you're a liberal, and I'm here to respond.
You're
what do you
sweetie.
Think about that?
You're a sweetie.
Is that one of your liberal insults by saying that I'm a sweetie? You're trying to deflect any kind of, you know, like, I would say something like, really, you think I'm sweet?
Have you eaten today, Ann?
Wait, hold on a second, okay? Okay.
How's your blood sugar? Hello, Ann?
Who are you?
I'm Michael Moore. You know, I think that's most of your problem, not enough glucose for your brain to function. I really do, Ann. I don't want to say, I love your hair, though. There's something about long, straight, blonde hair on a white woman that just, I don't know, it just really, really, really does something to me.
Well, I want to talk about my book, which is why I'm calling.
All right. Well, let me ask you right off the bat. Why do you think the 9/11 widows are reveling in their husbands' deaths? These people were cooked.
Because they get on TV and they can say stuff and I don't get to say anything back.
Well, it has nothing to do with you. Did you have someone die in the 9/11 attack?
I'm an American. On the 9/11 attack, everybody who died was like a personal insult to me, Ann Coulter.
Yeah, well, let me ask you then, how are the Jersey girls using 9/11 for political purposes if Bush was it? Huh? Isn't Bush the one who's used it? Bush has started two wars based on it, right, Ann?
But Bush isn't using people's deaths or people he knows' deaths. He's just... 9/11 happened, okay, Mr. Liberal, so get over it.
Yeah, oh, 9/11 happened, so get over it. Okay.
That's right. And those widows?
Yeah.
They think they're so great. If I had a husband and he died in 9/11, I wouldn't be doing what they do.
Hey, Ann, have you eaten any babies today?
Too much sugar.
Yeah. Too much. You
babies
really
are
sweet.
You
know, I'm glad you called in because I really need to tell you of all the celebrities in America, you are really in a class all by yourself. You do know that, don't you?
Well, I'm very classy. Can you hold on again?
Sure.
Okay, I'm better.
I was going to say, feeling better?
I just had to get that off my chest.
Stomach flu?
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Or was that lunch?
That was breakfast. I haven't eaten since then.
That was breakfast.
I had a banana.
Yeah, you had. I'll bet you did. I'll bet you had a banana. I'll bet you had a couple.
More liberal slime tactics. You think because you're sitting there with a cute baby that I won't respond?
Hey, don't mention my baby. Don't mention my baby. That'll put a curse on her that will take, you know, three sorcerers and a couple of Wiccans to remove. So You know, just to, listen, Ann, I hate to say this, but I've got to go to the John, and we have a break coming up that's designed to let me go to the John occasionally.
Well, you haven't heard the last from me, Michael Moore.
All right. Well, listen, Ann, you have a nice night, okay? And have a nice midnight snack.
I'm going to have celery.
Yeah, you are celery. Bye, Ann. Oh, Jesus. I get a call like that from Brooklyn. All right. What are we missing? Queens and Staten Island. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you've been looking into your family history, please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are continuously updated and are available to the public. Records that until now have been extremely difficult to access. And right now, you can receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information by calling 1-800-662-1463. This free family history report may contain fascinating facts about occupations, birthplaces, and military service, all tied to your family name. You may even discover the ports of departure used to sail to the United States. Reports are being distributed to anyone who calls free of charge. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public. You can receive a free family history report from Ancestry that will reveal some of the captivating information found in these records. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-662-1463. That's 1-800-662-1463.
Air America Mornings with Rachel Maddow gets the guests.
In case you're just joining us, our guest is former Vice President Al Gore.
Al Gore.
In addition to the climate crisis, we have a democracy crisis, and we have to fix both of them at the same time, unfortunately. But the climate crisis is urgent. It is grave. We do not have time to fool around with a lot of unnecessary partisanship and dueling before we fix this. We have got to start fixing it immediately.
Rachel Maddow on Air America Mornings.
Premature babies need hope, love, and you. Premature birth is the leading cause of newborn death and many serious health problems. It happens to 1 out of 8 babies in the U.S. You can help premature babies by joining March of Dimes Walk America and raising money to support research and programs to find out how to prevent premature birth and how to help families who experience it. Register today. Get your sponsor form at Kmart or Famous Footwear or visit walkamerica.org or call 1-800-525-WALK.
AmericaRadio.com.
It's my first day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's gotta be big, baby. It's gotta be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Air America Mornings with Rachel Maddow.
This is a new federal requirement. Even though this program is run by the states, right? It's a federal mandate. States have no choice in the matter. The federal government has the brilliant idea of declaring that all homeless and mentally ill and disabled and poor people need to whip out their passports or their original birth certificates if they want to sign up for Medicaid. If you don't have those papers on file, then I'm sorry, you don't qualify. You'll just have to die.
Rachel Maddow on Air America Mornings.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Air America Mornings with Mark Riley.
When people start talking about deporting illegals, who's going to be in charge of the mechanics of doing that job? An estimated 11 to 12 million people. We have a transportation security agency and a Homeland Security Department that have troubles of their own in terms of administration. Who is going to administer the deportation of illegals? Just thought I'd ask.
Wake up, America, with Mark Riley on Air America Mornings.
Who have a higher ethical bar. That's what's going to change it. And the only way that's going to happen is if the American people start to take this stuff seriously.
Wake up, America, with Mark Riley on Air America Mornings. Air America Radio.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Twenty-five before the hour. Back to your phone calls. Michelle is calling from San Antonio, Texas. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
You're a pleasure. I tell you, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you keep your chin up the way you do.
I drink Ovaltine.
That's a good thing. It's got vitamins, they tell me.
Yeah, right.
A couple of things. The first thing is that I think I have a pretty good theory. It's not mine, of course, but just one that I kind of picked up.
Yeah.
You know, Alex Gibney, he's got a documentary on the Sundance Channel called The Human Behavior Experiments. And it goes back and he examines the ones that they did at Stanford, the prison experiments, and the ones that they did at Yale. And it's just basically about how people, once they're given authority, will pretty much do anything. The best metaphor that I can think for how the neo-right behaves, at least the people, not necessarily the politicians, not the crime family, but the people, are this metaphor is that in this documentary you see a guy sitting in a room, he's filling out an application, and smoke comes in under the door.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, looks at it, gets up, and goes and gets help. Natural response. The same room, three people, three men in the room, smoke starts to come in under the door. The one closest to it looks at the other two. They don't respond, so he doesn't. So they all just sit there.
Right,
and then
right.
the smoke is pouring in the room. Literally, he's got to fan it out of his face in order mm-hmm. to continue his work.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, lemmings for a bush, whatever you want to say. But it's there's something in our nature. There's something in our nature that makes us behave like drones. And it's
just you know
awful.
what you just described was there was a series of experiments. Are you aware of this?
Pardon me?
A series of behavioral experiments.
Right.
And they found that people could react much better. The people conducting these experiments. People found that people would behave much more in keeping with their own self-interest if they were alone. If they were
exactly.
in a crowd. If they were in a crowd, whatever size of the crowd, their behavior would mirror other members of the crowd, even if it meant they were going to die.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly. It's crazy. And just the one other thing I wanted to put in there was that, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people talk about the military and about how, you know, everybody who's active duty military is a Bush supporter, and it's just not true. I'm married to active duty, and our friends that are active duty mm-hmm. are Democrats, they're progressives, and it's definitely not everybody. It's some people for sure. I mean,
well, especially when you hit the upper reaches of the officer corps, I think you're going to find more conservatives or Republicans or war lovers. I'm not talking about all of them, because responsible officers, whether they're junior grade or senior officers, responsible officers in the military, it's my understanding, always want to see war as a last resort when everything else has failed, not as a first option. But there are so many people, so I've read, in the upper levels of the military command who are so-called conservatives, which means uh-huh. they are willing to do whatever the right wing in the political arena in this country tells them to do, and that's scary. I just hate that. I hate that.
Well, we're officers, so a cheer for the officer corps. I mean, we're not all bad, but there is the one caveat is that it's also most of our friends are physicians. Yeah.
Yeah.
My husband's a physician, so.
Well,
so
that makes
that makes a bit of a difference.
Yes, it does. It does make a difference. It does indeed.
But
thanks.
There are
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Michelle.
I just once again thank you so much for what you do. I appreciate your how cordial you are on the air, and I mean even when you're angry, you know, and you're always cordial with your guests, and you're just refreshing and.
Well, it's very kind of you to say that. Very
I
kind
hold
of you, to
you
say
up.
That. All right,
okay?
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for checking in. That is kind. I made it very clear I have a difficult time with compliments, but thanks. We have a call here from Malta in the European Union, and it's Chris calling in from Malta. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Malloy. It's 6 o'clock here in Malta. I wish to compliment you on your show. It's a very nice, refreshing show. I just want to add one comment. While agreeing with your opinions, from outside America, everyone sees America as the torch holder of freedom and democracy.
Mm-hmm.
If more Americans were to take responsibility and go to vote, and you'd have a higher turnout at the elections, maybe then America would get the government that it deserves. You just have to motivate more people to go out and vote and take their civic responsibility, and then you would get the government that you really deserve.
Well, that's very true. I think that's true in any society that attempts self-government using a democratic system. I've never gotten a phone call from Malta before. You're in the middle of the Mediterranean, aren't you?
Yes.
How far from Sicily?
A few miles from Sicily. It's about half an hour by plane.
What nationality are you?
We're Maltese.
Oh, you are Maltese.
Yeah, we're in the European Union now, and we have a voter turnover of about 97%.
And I have to ask you, sitting as you are sitting in what I call the middle of the Mediterranean, how's the weather today, Chris?
It's Yesterday it was very, very hot.
Very hot.
Yes, because we were approaching summer and we have up to 40 degrees usually in summer.
Now, 40 degrees Celsius is,
yeah.
It must be, what, around 100 degrees Fahrenheit, I would imagine. I know it's up there, probably over 100 degrees.
Yes.
What effect does U.S. politics have on Malta? And isn't there another island there, Gozo Island?
Yeah, it's a small island. It's our sister island.
That's your sister island. What effect does U.S. policy, especially in the Middle East, have on the people of Malta?
It affects us, and before it used to affect us more, because we're very close to Libya.
Mm-hmm.
And when there was the embargo with Libya, we used to trade a lot with Libya, and there were some problems. But we have a good American embassy here. They're very respected. We have very good government relations with America. I can't comment on your internal situation because it's not my place to comment on it because I'm a foreigner. But just looking from it outside and seeing your politics, you have a very liberal system over there, very democratic, and everyone can say what he wants. But everyone took his own responsibility and went to vote. Then having, because as such, no one can complain because this government was elected democratically. So I believe that every nation has the government it deserves if there's a democratic system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he was elected democratically, he's a representative of the people, a delegate of the people, and he's acting on behalf of the people because they gave him the mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if more Americans are not happy with the situation, then you have about 75% turnout by all of eligible voters.
Right.
If you were to increase that even by 5%, you would even able to have the swing that you would want. I don't know why there's such apathy to vote because
I don't either. How do the Maltese? What system of government? And forgive my ignorance. What system of government do you have?
We have a representative government, which is elected. We have a relative majority, who gets the relative majority from the country votes. We have a prime ministerial system, not a presidential system like yours.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have the separation of powers that you have, because you have a separation of powers between the executive, the judiciary, and the legislative. We do not have that.
Mm-hmm.
The executive and the legislative are fused together. So we don't have such separation of powers as yours. But
Are you? I would assume that you are relatively free. Are you? Do you say what you want? Do you?
Yes.
Do you protest
yes.
when you want to?
Yes, we protest when we want to. Yes.
Are all people in Malta as aware of U.S. foreign policy as you seem to be?
The problem is CNN may be a bit politicized. Then we get CNN and NBC, so they maybe give just one view of the situation. A lot of people, if you delve deep down and see, you know, from the internet and from books, usually the situation is not always as it's portrayed by CNN. I'm not saying that CNN is biased, but it could be a bit politicized.
I see.
To get a proper view, you have to look at all angles. But
all right, well, Chris, we have to take a commercial break here. Listen, thank you so much for taking time to call this program. I do appreciate it. Perhaps you can call again sometime.
Okay. Good morning to you. Thank you.
Good morning to you. Thank you, Chris. Take care. Have a good day. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
America Radio.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6064. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
Air America Mornings with Mark Riley.
These are people who are charged with seeing to it that the country remains secure. They're the ones that are charged with dealing with intelligence, which obviously has been completely suspect and completely substandard for I don't know how long. Yeah. And yet here they are playing cards, making deals.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great life if you can live it.
Wake up, America, with Mark Riley on Air America Mornings.
This is Air America Radio. Air America Radio. The best of the progressive web. AirAmericaRadio.com. Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-322-5130. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-322-5130. That's 800-322-5130.
This is AirAmericaRadio.com. We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-8991. Again, that's 1-800-550-8991. 1-800-550-8991. Air America Radio.
My favorite band. It's about 10 before the hour. Program tonight engineered by Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac. D. Neal, associate produced and answered your phone calls. Thanks to Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com, who is our webmaster. Ben Birch, White Rose Society, archives this program. By the way, the White Rose Society is in the middle of a fundraising drive, so check them out, whiterosesociety.org, okay? Make a contribution. And our most excellent music bureau chief, Jim in Arkansas. Jim in Arkansas. Mark Wilson, who is a Iraq War vet or a Vietnam War vet? Which one, Kathy? Iraq War? He's a veteran, and he's a candidate Gulf, too, we think. Mark Wilson. He's a candidate for Senate in Washington State, running against Maria Cantwell. He'll be on the program tomorrow evening, fairly early and out of the box. So tune in tomorrow. Mark Wilson. war veteran. This Iraq nonsense? Oh, well, we'll find out tomorrow night. I should know that. I'll go to his website. That's what I'll do. William is calling from Hollywood, California. William, welcome to the program. Hey,
hello?
William. Hi.
Hi. I could almost picture you writing down the word Malta after that last conversation as a possibility.
I want to go there for a vacation.
It sounded like you. Okay, never mind. I don't want to have your show end on a sour note. So I wanted to bring up Bush going over there to Iraq.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
And you know your comment about the children dying over there, which is just, I saw that clip on Amy Goodman's show this morning about the girl, the Palestinian girl with her family.
Right.
And that was just horrible. And I heard your clips of Bush's speech, and I hear this part where he's thanking everybody for their sacrifice, and I just really wonder what that means to him when he says something like that.
I do, too. I have no idea. He understands sacrifice the way you and I understand the Urdu language.
Yeah. He just rolls off his lips, off his tongue, sacrifice, and he goes on in the next thing. It just doesn't mean anything to him.
Not a thing.
And, you know, last time I talked to you, it was a couple of weeks back, we spoke a little about religion, and I don't see it in that man. I mean, what do you think? I mean, I don't see any religion in that.
Oh, no, right? No. All these right-wingers are hypocrites to the highest degree, and I frankly don't care what religion they profess. And I'm not just talking about these Christian freaks in our country, so-called Christian freaks, the Islamists who are willing to bomb and kill and murder the Jews who are willing to invade somebody else's country and say this is ours because God gave it to us 5,000-7,000 years ago. To me, it's all nonsense. It's all garbage. It's all delusion. It's all superstitious bat squeeze. And again, I'll just say what I've said so many times. It's probably irritating people. I've said it on this program. As far as I'm concerned, religion is the primary cause of death and destruction in the history of the human race. Not politics, not because my cave is smaller than your cave, or because I want your woman, or I want your cattle. It's because I have determined that my God is better than your God, and by God, I'll kill you to make that point. And I hate religion. It makes me sick to my stomach, all of it, every single bit of it. The piousness, the hypocrisy, the claims on my immortal soul by some freak who stands up in a cathedral and says, I'm going to burn in hell. If I don't accept his way, I give him the middle finger, and if he came down to my level, I'd rip his head off. Now,
I hear that.
How does that sound?
It sounds great. You know, the thing about religion is that people have to really, it is so old. You know what I mean? We're going back, what is it, 2006, and people are fighting on and killing on something.
Well, yeah.
Like, they have no sense of what, you know, anybody alive today has no clue to what any of these religions really mean or meant. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
They
course.
Have no idea. And to this day, they kill each other over it. You know, that's what amazes me. It just amazes me.
All right, listen, we're about out of time, and I'm going to have to boogie, William. So take care. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate you calling.
One quick thing.
Quick.
Was that really who I thought it was earlier on the show?
That was Ann Coulter. I have no reason to doubt it.
I've never heard her voice. That is just horrible. That's all I want to say, Mike.
It is horrible. It's disgusting. I don't know what to do when I get a call like that. I just take it.
I wouldn't have known what to even say to her.
take it and roll with it.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, her motto.
Oh, geez. Does that woman have any brains? It didn't sound like it to me. Pardon me, but I mean, I've never heard her voice before. But
she's got a real. It's the structure of her throat. That huge bobbing Adam's apple makes her talk like that. Or some, I can't do her. Hey, listen, thanks, William. Check in again, all right?
All right, thank you.
All
Bye.
Right, take care. I really want to go to Malta. Huh?
You know, that's where they sent Napoleon. You might have your chance. Bush might build a prison there.
I thought, Malta?
Isn't that where Napoleon was exiled?
I don't think so. Maybe the first time. Then he escaped and he came back and redid everything in about 90 days. But the second time it was, no, it wasn't the island that he...
I'm going to feel like an idiot if I'm wrong on that.
Look it up real quick. We got about 5 seconds here. Look it up real quick. Napoleon, quick before I get 80 emails telling me where it's... it's not Malta, though. It was... all right, so he was there the first time. No, check Napoleon in exile. Napoleon in exile. Quick, get it real quick. No, take Malta out of there. Where? Oh, damn. I know there was a second place. Can you take the word Malta out of your Google search?
It's just a brilliant way to end the program.
I know. Could take Malta out there real quick and just click Napoleon in exile. Go ahead. First exile. Elba. That's what I was thinking of.
Elba, Malta, Iceberg, Goldberg. What's the difference?
I'll see you tomorrow night. Truth Seekers, thanks for participating. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Iceberg Goldberg? With, oh, man.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses... Open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses...